Dear radio audience, our text for today comes from Proverbs 3:15. Listen as I read it. She, that is wisdom, or living in the fear of the Lord, is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Now, my aim in this message is to focus on this far-reaching gospel truth, namely, that all the things we desire from this earth can in no wise compare in worth and value with having and following the way of godly wisdom. Yes, living in the way of godly wisdom is far more precious than rubies and pearls, and all the precious things of this world that you could desire are not to be compared unto her. To further proclaim and promote this far-reaching gospel truth, let's follow 2 points. First, some explanation on this text, and second, some application from the text. In explaining the text more, it is helpful to think of its author. Who wrote these words? Most of the book of Proverbs was written by King Solomon, one of the wealthiest men this world has ever known. Like as with Bill Gates, for instance, today, every pleasure and treasure of this world was at Solomon's fingertips. Whatever he wanted, he had, or he could get. Thus we can know that Solomon is telling us about what he has learned by experience under the blessing of God. Not all the precious things of this world that you might desire can be compared to knowing the fear of the Lord and living accordingly. But let's look more particularly on the phrase, all things you could desire. Let me ask you, what is something you really would like from the treasures and pleasures of this world? What did you say? You sure wish you could have your house paid for? In fact, a newer and bigger house out in the country with beautiful landscaping and acreage for a hobby farm with some horses and all paid for? That would be so great. And now that you're asking things desirable from this world, it sure would be nice to live without any money concerns. You know, being a millionaire or a billionaire even. And yes, to have my own summer cottage at a lake somewhere with a motorboat and a couple of jet skis. That would be super. Others of you may be thinking, it would be real great not to have to work 5 to 6 days a week steady, and to be able to afford the money and time to go golfing regularly, or fishing, or camping. Or yes, that would be so neat as well to have your own pilot's license and your own twin-engine plane. And since we are speaking about things desirable from this world, what about having your own private jet? I mean, that would be desirable, wouldn't it? No more airfares, no more seat numbers, but the whole jet for yourself and your family and friends. Maybe some of you are thinking, oh, Pastor, you are quite materialistic-minded for talking about that which we might find desirable. You are mentioning only all kinds of luxuries and recreational activities, where when you think of things desirable, something else comes to your mind. What then? Well, you say, having good health all my life, I find that really desirable. And yes, to have a happy family life with all my kids doing well for themselves, that's something I wish for all the time. Or maybe someone else says, well, if you want me to be honest about things desirable from this world, I must tell you, I have sometimes wished to be able to live in sin and to indulge in the lust of the flesh without any cost or negative consequences to myself. Speaking of Solomon, didn't he have more than 700 wives and 300 concubines in his lifetime? To be honest, that could seem desirable to me when my thoughts are in the grip of sin and Satan. Just to live it up in this world and not have a care, always partying, eating, drinking, and being merry, that's something that seems very desirable to me. Does that strike a chord with anyone listening now? Well, I could go on and on, but you get the picture. And yet notice now what this text tells us. Wisdom, knowing God, trusting Him, and walking in His ways, is more precious than the most precious and costly treasures and pleasures of this world. And yes, all that you could desire. Indeed, the sum total of all our desires and dreams for earthly treasure and pleasure could never and does never compare in worth and value with wisdom and wisdom's ways in your heart and life. This is the message of Proverbs 3, verse 15. What is it about the way of godly wisdom that is so much greater than all this world could ever offer and give us? Well, in the way of godly wisdom, man finds real forgiveness for all our sins, true peace with God, and everlasting life. The way of wisdom is so precious, for in that way you become free from sin's grip, and you are embraced by the Savior. In the way of wisdom, you come out from under and escape God's wrath, and instead live under His favor. In the way of wisdom, your life becomes fruitful and purposeful, rather than fruitless and aimless. And in the way of godly wisdom, death, which is appointed for all, does not lead into the depths of everlasting hell, but rather becomes an entranceway into eternal glory in heaven. The treasures of this world can never renew and restore us in a holy, happy relationship with God and others. But the way of wisdom leads us in that way, in truth, and to all eternity. Oh, the way of godly wisdom brings true happiness. And rather than fading with aging, this true happiness may continue to flourish, and with death it will escalate to degrees beyond imagination and expression. Ah, are you and I in that way of wisdom that the book of Proverbs speaks of so much? When you have this godly wisdom, how does that show itself in life? Scripture teaches us, doesn't it? Godly wisdom and walking therein means living by the Word of God and taking seriously what it teaches about who we are as sinners by nature. Since the beginning, when Adam and Eve fell into sin, man has always rebelled against God and alienated himself from God. We are so corrupted in sin that never ever can we of ourselves become right with God again. This has brought such a curse upon us that all the toys in the world cannot remove, and even a washing in the finest bath of this world with the richest soap ever and all kinds of precious ointments cannot wipe away the dark, ugly stain of sin in any respect before the all-seeing, all-knowing, holy, righteous God of heaven and earth. But the way of godly wisdom then also relies on the promises of God for the salvation of sinners as revealed in Scripture. All of Scripture makes clear there is one way of deliverance from sin through Jesus Christ. He has come in the flesh and has paid the punishment for sin on behalf of sinners. And the gospel is that by grace alone, as many as believe in Christ become reconciled to God and may have their sins all washed away. Moreover, such become God's dear adopted children and heirs of eternal life in heaven. Oh, the way of godly wisdom is to trust and cling to Jesus as Savior, in whom, as Paul says in Colossians 2, verse 3, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. But the way of godly wisdom is also the way of glad obedience to God's law. The book of Proverbs mentions over and over the folly of sin and how that the way of transgressors is hard, but the way of God's law is blessed indeed. The way of godly wisdom is to realize God's commandments are not grievous, but delightful, and they are given not to restrain us in our way, but to have us go on our way rejoicing. Well, so much by way of explanation on our text. Let us now proceed to some application from our text. Surely we must say that Proverbs 3:15 is an earnest warning to those of you who are not yet in wisdom's way, but are instead following the pathway of sin. Are you still maybe so caught up in this world? You see too many treasures and pleasures here. Does that explain why you say yes to the lust of your flesh and no to the voice of God and the Word of God? Does that explain why the Bible is hardly opened by you while the daily newspaper is always read and the TV screen always on? Does it explain your present hardening yourself in the ways of sin? With our text, Christ is earnestly calling you, sinner, come, enter the pathway of wisdom today. All the things you could desire from this world cannot be compared to the inestimable worth and eternal value of wisdom's ways. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul, said Jesus. But our text not only warns, It also earnestly exhorts God's people not to become distracted and lured by the pleasures and treasures of this world. If wise Solomon could fall so easily, surely we too must take heed to ourselves. And isn't it true, even the true people of God can so easily and quickly be plagued still with the lust of the flesh and with the materialistic, self-seeking, pleasure-seeking mindset? Isn't the threat of worldliness in the church always there? Because too often what the world offers seems so much more attractive. Doesn't our text speak in the way of earnest exhortation? Keep focus on wisdom's ways. Turn not to the right or left for this sin or that fling. Let not your heart be ensnared, remembering that nothing you could desire from this world can compare to living in God's way and in His service. Our text calls us diligently to pursue wisdom's ways. And I ask you, are you doing that even today, dear listener? Do not be content merely to coast along, but keep on in the way of wisdom. When the Holy Spirit lives in God's people, He leaves no wish in their heart for beholding vanity and for carnal sinful desires. Let our text help in that way, stirring you up by way of remembrance, always to seek and serve God and Christ, first of all and above all. For nothing else compares to that. Yes, should not our text serve in the way of earnest exhortation too, in calling us more diligently to reflect what the text teaches us to those around us? Do we as confessing Christians give this clear testimony in our families and with each other as church members and to this whole world? Nothing can compare to wisdom's ways, to the salvation of the Lord. Does it reflect in the way you talk, in the priorities you have, in the education you choose, in the money you spend and give, in the entertainment you pursue, in the books you read, in the volunteer work you do, in the devotions you have, in the prayers you say, in the passions you have, that for you to live is Christ, and you long for all to know Him as Savior and serve Him as Lord, for you know nothing can compare to that? But in applying this text, not only can we speak of earnest warning and earnest exhortation, but also, thirdly, earnest encouragement. What our text tells us is that none will be put to shame who humbly and steadfastly wait on the Lord. One day the world will know what this text proclaims is so true. Nothing compares to walking in the way of wisdom. Yes, in that final day, as the last verse of Proverbs 3 also says, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Proverbs 3:15, O sovereign God, impress this truth on our hearts and in our lives and help us to show it to others. For Jesus' sake, amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, please write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9790 Carlton Street, Chilliwack, B.C., postal code V2P6E3. Also on the website, you can contact us at www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.